Well, here we go. Mother Nature has flipped the switch, as we've been giving you the first alert about for quite a few days. We started talking about this potential change late last week, and it's become more and more likely as we've gone through, of course, the last few days. And finally, yesterday, some heavy showers and thunderstorms. Now, amounts still varied considerably from one place to another. But boy, some areas had a true soaking. E-Town, more than 3 inches of rain last evening. International Airport, barely measurable. Yeah, that's the difference across Duval County. Jacks Beach, also more than 2 inches of rain. Parts of Clay and St. Johns County, as much as 1 to 2 inches of rain. And a few spots in St. Johns County with more than 2 inches of rain. Nassau County, on average, about a half inch to an inch. And then Baker County, that's the area that saw the least rainfall. Quite a few spots didn't get any at all, or amounts were generally at least under a half inch, if not a quarter of an inch. So that's a dry area, as well as parts of northwestern Clay County. But boy, it's at least a start. And as we talked about the last couple of days, we're measuring it in inches in some spots, especially based on the rainfall that we've already received. We'll get more than a half foot of rain by the time we get to Monday. It's ridiculous. Going from nearly 4 weeks with virtually no rain to now easily a May average amount in just a few days, and in many cases more than what we should see in the typical month of May. And this is not really the true start of the wet season. I mentioned this yesterday. This is being driven by an upper-level disturbance that's slowly moving along the Gulf Coast, so it's a large-scale storm system. Our wet season, the beginning of it, and it occurs when we get the sea breeze pushing inland, and it's what we call mesoscale, or small-scale forces that produce showers and thunderstorms and heavy rain just about every single day. That's not the pattern we're in at the moment. In fact, it looks like it will dry out fairly dramatically again by later next week. But of course, at that point, we will have really done a job with our lawns. It will be in much better shape. Retention ponds will be back to, if not full, darn close to it. And we may have some localized flooding over the next few days, despite the very dry pattern that we've had. And of course, this really helps out with our wildfire threat, which was really high all the way through the early part of this week. So today we have a little disturbance that's moved across the Gulf of Mexico. It's actually left over from a big complex of thunderstorms yesterday that's moving eastward across Florida early this morning. So we still have cloud cover, and even a few showers will be possible. But then we'll gradually get into a thinning of the clouds, some sunshine. That'll push temperatures back into the mid to upper 80s by early to mid-afternoon, and that'll help trigger again some scattered showers and thunderstorms with a little disturbance moving through. We'll repeat that again tomorrow in the afternoon hours. And then over the weekend, the heart of the disturbance heads east-northeast and brings periods and rounds of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday and Mother's Day. It's not raining all the time, but there'll be some showers and storms that really produce, again, some heavy rainfall. And there will be an increasing threat for severe weather over the weekend into early next week. In fact, this pattern holds right through Monday, when we may see a few storms of strong winds. And even some hail. It still looks like, obviously, 100% coverage. We had we ended up with about a half to 60% of the area getting rain yesterday. We should manage that again today and tomorrow so that everybody's at 100% by Saturday, and then we just add to it Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So the rainfall amounts look to be averaging anywhere from 2 to 4 inches in this setup, but local amounts of a half foot or more, obviously, given that some neighborhoods had more than 3 inches already yesterday and last night. So a soggy one on the way, and certainly will help out, though, with the very dry conditions that we've had recently. In the Burrish blog, I've posted about the new law, the Florida state law, that will take effect July 1st, the weather modification. The point of it being the weather modification versus contrails in the skies, which are sometimes fictionally called chemtrails. And this law has some merit when it comes to weather modification. But a lot of folks are confusing it with contrails and chemtrails, and we are going to have contrails as long as jets are flying. That's just the way it's been ever since the start of the aviation era, and we'll continue until we no longer fly jets the way at least we do at the moment. So I talk about that in the Burrish blog. A lot of links that you can go to do some of your own research, check things out, make up your own mind in a educated way. Also in the Burrish blog, Sargassum, a new website is up that will track sargassum across at least the South Atlantic, the Caribbean, and parts of the Gulf for right now, but will be expanded in time. That's that seagrass that seaweed that collects on the beaches. We have a little bit more than usual this time of year on our beaches right now. It typically peaks in September and October, but there's a way to track that now, and you can. I have a link to that website. And then the May night skies, so what you can observe and expect to see over the next few weeks during the nighttime skies. It's in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Stay dry with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.